and come up with a plan that we thought would function well for athletics. And in a lot of school districts, that doesn't happen. A lot of them, the superintendent, it becomes an ego thing. They want to design it, and it's mine, and or just turn it over to architects and say, go design it something. This was designed by coaches for coaches, and I think we designed a product that 20 years from now, whoever's coaching will say, wow, those guys did it right.
And I know because when you talk about everything that you want to see when it comes to basketball tournaments, I mean, the Sports Commission, the Bartlesville Sports Commission, everybody involved in it with great hospitality in the hospitality rooms. The locker rooms are separated from that area, you know, down the hallways there. So just a great facility that coaches are crazy about, and the players seem to like it as well. And we are looking forward to an exciting year of high school basketball out at the Fieldhouse this year. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. This is Brew and Buzz on KWON. Good morning.
Somewhere in America, the slightest breeze harbors immense power. The tallest buildings leave the lightest footprints. A 50-ton train makes barely a mark on the environment. And a country facing climate change finds climate solutions. Somewhere in America, we've already answered some of the nation's toughest questions. And the over 60,000 people of Siemens are ready to do it again. Siemens. Answers.
Logan & Company is proud to support the Bartlesville Bruins and be a part of the Bartlesville community. Family owned and operated for more than 75 years, Logan & Company is excited to be in the community for many years to come. Logan & Company, supporting the Bruins and the community.
It is Brew and Buzz brought to you this morning by Logan and Company, along with Siemens, our guest, Athletic Director Tim Bart, and head basketball coach for the men's team at Bartlesville High School. I know that there is an excitement, and speaking of Brew and Buzz, there is quite a buzz going on this year about men's basketball, and the girls also out at Bartlesville High School, but we are excited about a season, and as you have mentioned to us before, you're opening up earlier this year than what you've opened before, right?
Yeah, a lot of times I like to open up in December. Not that we need any more practice time. We're already bored with practice time. But, you know, time you transition your football players out, and depending on playoffs, end of the year, it only really adds a couple of weeks to your practice time. But with the majority of all of our players back from last year, and most of the football, all but one being a sophomore, they kind of know. They know what we're going to run. We don't change a lot. So we're going to open, and part of that was schedule. When Tulsa Rogers dropped down to Class 2A or something because of resizing that school, those teams became available to play, and Webster and Edison both called and had openings on their schedule. Well, that's the only place you could plug in their non-conference games. So we had to play, but I think we're ready. You know, expectations are high, and deservedly so. I mean, we had the kids played well last year, had a very successful season, so expectations are they should be with no senior graduation, and now they got to prove it. Now they got a big X on their back, and they've got to go out every night. They're not going to slip up on people or surprise people, and they've got to go out and play to the best of their abilities and prove that they are one of the top teams in the state.
And we will open up on the road next Friday at Tulsa Webster, as you mentioned. Doubleheader action next Friday. And you'll follow the Bruins all season long here on KWON 1400 AM. That will be the night before we host our annual coaches breakfast on Saturday the 19th. We will be doing that downtown here at the Hilton Garden Inn and the Great American Grill. So hopefully Coach Bart will be able to make that the following Saturday morning from 8 to 10. We'll get area coaches, a lot of good basketball coaches from around here, and a lot of good, exciting high school basketball for you to watch. I know that it's always an exciting time to go, for instance, down to the Caney Valley tournament. They put on a great tournament down there, and you get several area teams, and that gym is jam-packed, and people get excited about basketball, don't they, Coach?
Yeah, and I try to get out and watch, you know, when we have an off day or they play in a tournament, believe it or not, I still like to go watch other high schools play, and I make a couple of Dewey games every year. And last year I made two nights of the Caney Valley tournament and watched them play, and I watched Nowata play twice last year. So I like to get out and see the area coaches and what they do, and you know, talk, develop relationships with them, And so it's fun, and I think that in this area, especially this Tri-County area, which we call, you know, you go into Pawhuska and Nowata, I think there's going to be some good basketball this year. I think things are on the upswing, and I think all the teams went through their kind of peaks, and valleys, and I think we're headed to the peaks now.
Yeah, and Nowata will be interesting this year on the guys' team. I think Tommy Nolan left and went to Claremore, I believe, is where Tommy went.
Yeah, Wes Hayes comes in, who's an outstanding coach, was at Tahlequah last year. We played them. He's been a friend for about 15 years, and, you know, they came over and scrimmaged. And I thought they did a really nice job, and I think they're going to surprise some people. I know they're heavy graduation loss, but they did a great job, and I think they're going to be have a good team this year.
All right. Well, we're excited about basketball season and all the excitement. And, again, now – Bartlesville, we do not compete in a conference when it comes to basketball, right?
We're still independent. There's been some talks, and we've had some preliminary talks about joining a conference. Those decisions will be made probably before the first of the year. We're still independent. That decision was made, you know, from the Centennial Conference when they joined the two accepted the two Lawton schools as conference members, and that kind of did it for us. So we're now traveling to Lawton. And now I since found out last week that conference has disbanded. So there's no more conference. And the problem is on the east side of the state in 6A, if you're going to be in a conference, kind of your only option is the Frontier Conference.
Great.
So we're looking and seeing what's best for our athletes and our students in Bartlesville. And I think we'll have an announcement before long what that will be.
All right. Next Friday night, opening night for Bartlesville High School basketball on the road at Tulsa Webster. Hopefully you can make the trip. If not, you can catch both ends of that doubleheader here on KWON 1400 AM. Brew and Buzz is brought to you each week by Siemens and Logan & Company. We talk with Athletic Director Tim Bart and also head basketball coach for the boys' team. So, Tim, we appreciate it. And, again, I put that on your calendar for the coaches' breakfast a week from tomorrow on the 19th. We'll be downtown this year at the Hilton Garden Inn at the Great American Grill. Coach Bart, thank you very much from Bartlesville High
Thanks School. Thanks a lot. You know, and I just want to say I appreciate everything you all do for us and what you do for high school basketball and for our sports in general.
Well, we appreciate that so much. Certainly our pleasure to be involved with Bartlesville High School. It's Brew and Buzz, brought to you by Logan & Company and Siemens on KWON.
Somewhere in America, there's a home by the sea, powered by the wind on the plains. There's a hospital where technology has a healing touch. There's a factory giving old industries new life. And there's a train that got a whole city moving again. Somewhere in America, the toughest questions are answered every day. Because somewhere in America, 69,000 people spend every day answering. Siemens.